Joel, it's great to talk to you again, and we've had an opportunity more than once. You were on this panel here at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture session, talking to him about commodity update and the delivery of market data information to farmers or to groups and using this mechanism. What do you think this agri-marketing group here wanted to know, or, you know, in terms of the questions they gave you, for example?
I think the main thing, Chuck, is our core offering, as you know, is a little bit outside the traditional marketing delivery in terms of the focus being on that particular message from a promotional standpoint that is being delivered. The point that I think maybe resonated best with folks is if you look at the commodity update offering, separating that from any marketing discussion for a minute, the fundamental change that we've seen over time is the impact that this offering, due to it being a mobile offering, has on the way that large farmers in this country consume market information. And so can we extrapolate that as marketers and grasp the opportunity that is the mobile medium to have that same kind of step change, if you will, in terms of harnessing the power and the interactivity of the mobile medium from a marketing perspective?
Well, you had some great statistics to give out there, and including surveys that you've done of your own customers, basically. And if I remember right, you had even asked them things about their of different ways they can get information, what were some of the most important to them. You want to review just some of the things you learned from that?
Yeah, when we look at the research, both ours and that done outside, and there's been certainly some good work done there, from the farmer perspective, it doesn't have to be glitz and glamour in our experience. They want pretty direct, pretty specific information. And really, as we've talked before, the founding principle of Commodity Update was to go to the farmer. You know, I made the analogy in the conversation this afternoon that they asked Jesse James why he robbed banks, and he said that's where the money was. People ask me why we go to the cell phone, and we say that's where the farmer is. And so I think that we've all got a message as marketers that we're trying to communicate, whether you're on the client side or the agency side. It's how do we package that in a format that is digestible, one, and two, convenient for the farmer in terms of being able to access it.
Great. Well, good presentation here. I just will give people a taste of that, and then they'll know another reason why they should have been here if they weren't at the Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.